Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. But today I want to talk to you about the fact that too many of our decisions are being driven by short-term fixes and firefighting rather than having a clear vision of where we ultimately want to be. To be successful, we need to change that. You see, our brains are hardwired to be on the lookout for danger constantly. As a result, we see everything wrong with the world around us. Every problem, every risk or issue stands out in stark contrast to the rest of the world, leaving us with a constant sense of dissatisfaction with the world, life and work. However, this animal instinct has a short-term perspective. It can be so busy reacting to the immediate problems around us that we end up failing to move towards anything more positive. I see this all the time in how people run their websites. If I asked you to list everything wrong with your website, you'd probably do so pretty quickly. It's an easy thing to do, isn't it? See all the problems. However, if I asked you to describe what your perfect version of your site would look like, you'd probably find that much harder. And that's because we're programmed to focus on the negative and on the dangers. The problem is this leads to very unimaginative websites, to be honest. Instead of working towards a future goal, we're looking at the current reality and merely fixing the problems right in front of our face. Now, that will improve the site's usability, but it will do little to create an outstanding experience. Instead, we need to step back and visualize what our idealized experience would look like. We need to set aside constraints and practicalities for a moment and focus on what could be. That might be storyboarding what a great experience would look like, or prototyping something built free from constraints of the technology stack or compliance rules or whatever else. Alternatively, we could map the perfect customer journey rather than focusing on the experience today. Even a simple written description is better than nothing. A vision like this gives us something to aim for, something to aspire to. Realistically, we're not going to make it all the way to that final result, but every step towards the vision will be worthwhile. It will show the cost of barriers that prevent the vision, because you'll be able to see what would have been possible if it weren't for those constraints. But this principle of having a vision to aim towards doesn't just apply to your website. It even applies to the web as a whole. I hear a lot of people complaining about the state of the web today, and I don't blame them. I feel it too. Our addiction to social media is detrimentally impacting our health, and the increase of commercial pressures is leading to the proliferation of dark patterns. The web today is a long way from the vision I had when I wrote my dissertation about it back in 1993. But focusing purely on the shortcomings of today's web is not enough. We need a vision of where we want the internet to be, not just what we don't want it to be. Of course, no one individual can shape the future of the web, neither should they be able to. However, we can and do make a difference every day in the decisions that we make as web professionals. Do you know what type of web you would like to build? Does it shape your decision making and your approach to your job? For me, I look back to that dissertation I wrote in 1993. I hoped and believed that the web would be a great equalizer, something that would provide opportunities for all. I thought it would bring people together, tear down national barriers and broaden people's minds. But most of all, I believed that the web would be accessible for all, allowing those with disabilities to participate in societies without difficulties. I thought the internet would benefit everyone. That vision has driven my career. It shaped my choices, both big and small. It drives my obsession with user experience and accessibility. Heck, it even formed my decision to create a masterclass on persuasive design, a course that offers an alternative to dark patterns, an alternative more in line with my personal vision for the web. In short, my vision for the web has shaped my career, but I have also had to build a vision for my job itself too. One of the most enjoyable parts of my job is mentoring other digital professionals, many of whom run business of their own. As with websites and the web itself, those I mentor are very good at saying what's wrong with their jobs, but very poor at describing their perfect role. Just as we need a vision for the web and for our websites, we also need a vision for our career. What do we want to be doing in 5, 10 or 20 years down the road? Of course, we don't even know if our jobs will exist in 20 years, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't dream. We just shouldn't hold too tightly to those dreams. Not having a vision means that we will drift from one job to the next with no real idea of what we want or how to get there. Take my case, for example. About 5 years ago, I began to realise I was getting older and that I couldn't keep up the same pace of work forever. I realised I needed a job where I could share my expertise without lots of travel, stress or hassle. As part of my work, I came across a gentleman who was coming up on retirement. He spent his days sitting on the boards of various companies, giving advice and helping set organisational direction. I realised that it would be perfect for me, and that's what I've been working towards ever since. No, I'm not there yet, but my mentorship is a step towards that and has proved to me that this is something I would enjoy and is feasible. However, without that vision supplied by the person I met, I would never have moved in that direction. Yes, I know it all sounds a bit airy-fairy. Yes, I know that most company vision statements feel pointless. But that's because vision statements are personal and not the kind of thing that you should be publishing on your website. But they do provide us with motivation. They give us a direction and a purpose. So if you're struggling in your career or you're feeling like your work is pointless, step back from the cold face and ask yourself what you would do if you were unconstrained. What would your sites look like? What would the web be like? And what would your career be like? Now, with that knowledge, all you've got to do is make it happen.